You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
CFL, let them know.
Welcome to Saturdays in Canada with Blackhawk Wes here on the Sports Betting Channel. Blackhawk Wes, I really think you should take the time. You know what I'll do? I got to find a standing ovation button. I probably have one, but it's not handy. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you the standing ovation because the bottom line is we're 6 weeks in. We haven't had a losing week yet. And somehow I won money this past week going 2-2. And that was, I think, I was more proud of that than the 3-1 weeks.
We've said it on many times that these games, and it's not just CFL, these games will give you opportunity. And this past week, it was the Winnipeg game. Winnipeg went down. They were down 11-1, I believe the score was. And so now you catch them as a dog. Now you catch them, money line with some plus. Lay in 2.5, lay in 5.5. So I think I went 4-0 on that game. And you know, we're out here, we're given the baseline picks, you know, what we think up front before the game start. People that have a direct line to you and I and the texts that we exchange with John from GMF or my Discord members, they're getting all these live plays. So the 2-2, it was more like 11-2 for
well, if you remember the previous week, I was just so very thankful because I had a 12-0 day. I mean, you just don't have 12-0 days. But we're recording early. We got to clean it up. We got to get it on Belly Up Sports. We got to get it at the Worldwide Sports Radio Networks. We got to get it on the Sports Betting Channel. We got to get it out there for people to see it. So you got to do it kind of early in the week, which doesn't really allow us to finalize things, but it's the CFL. I tell people all the time, it's like we're going back in time for me because we used to go to TJ. And Wes, we would go every week and we'd come back with more. It was college football. It was the Spurrier heydays of Florida. We were cashing a Miami, Florida, Florida State three-team run was every single weekend at Caliente. I love Caliente. I can't wait to work with them again because I know they take CFL action. But right now, the whole border thing is still a tough spot. But that's what the CFL kind of reminds me of.
Yeah. It's good ball. And every game, the CFL wrinkle shows itself. We had a game where they tied the game and this thing's going to overtime. Here you go on the kickoff. And it was a poorly played return. He didn't catch the ball.
Well, here's the thing. Most of our listeners, guys that are watching this show, you're not going to know the rules anyway. Heck, I don't know all the rules. You know all the rules, but I don't know. I know most of the rules. I'm probably a B student. But the bottom line is I knew more than the guy that was back to catch the punt.
He was completely unaware of how much time was left, and he let the ball go through, and 1 point is on the board, game over. And that was one where we weren't going to cover the original spread, but we jumped on money line for the plus, and that's just a CFL wrinkle. And it is
what was the seconds on the clock when they because they then got the ball, right? They get the 1 point and they got the ball, didn't they?
Well, you get the ball and you get it at better than touchback. So right.
They had a little bit of time to, they could have got a field goal, but it wasn't much, right? This game was like in the last minute.
Well, no, it's just, if you're the receiving team that lets the ball go out of the end zone, it's a touchback, but it costs you a point.
Right.
That's how that's played. So they still had the ball and they had to go, 85 yards.
That's my point. It wasn't that much left in the game to do that play. It was just mind boggling. And everybody was watching it happen. Like he must have thought it was slow. If we thought it was in slow motion, he must have thought. But I understood the concept because everybody's voices are going up in the broadcast and I'm about to catch a money line ticket that was going to overtime. And guess what? Anything's possible.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so let's do this. Let's start. I think we got them in the right order. What we're doing here is as much for me as for anybody else. remember, there's a couple ways to make money out of podcasts, right? You can get sponsors, you can sell footballs, or you can just cash frickin' tickets every single week. We're doing it. And it really is great. I got the Bitcoin thing down the first time. The first week I cashed, I got excited. The second week I cashed and said, oh, look, Bitcoin, I'll cash on Bitcoin. And I did. I made, you know, like 10% more on my winnings. The third week when I cashed, I was just, I'm saying, wow, this is pretty cool. This last week, it was like I was driving and I did the three buttons on my phone and I cashed out. Because you got to wait for the Bitcoin to get there, you know? But it really is. It's special, special time. So let's see here.
I'm taking Sask. We're not gonna bet on Edmonton. We're gonna bet against them.
All right. So we got a team called Edmonton. We have to talk about them, right? Because they are a team that we are gonna make more money betting against than betting on.
They're funny because the eyeball test, they don't suck. Like when you watch them, they don't just look awful. They make a mistake somewhere and they fall apart. And so I don't, they're hard to handicap other than the blind. Well, it's Edmonton. They're going to elk.
That's what happened. And again, this is part of winning money going 2-2. If you do the math and everything's a minus 10, which, as you know, those worlds don't exist. They tease people with minus 110. Those days are long gone. It's all minus. I saw one the other day. I forget what it was. Minus 130, minus 130 on both sides. I'm thinking, man, talk about stealing.
And the app that I use the most, at minus 115, it might not go to minus 120. It might flip to a half a point to put it back to minus 110. But
so here's what
this team hung 31 points on Toronto just 2 weeks ago. Like, they're hard to figure out, even though they're losing every week. They are just, they don't look like they suck, but their roster is awful and they're injured and they can't figure out quarterback. And man, they make some boneheaded moves.
And really, part of this early in the season, that's what I'm looking at. With my Easy Sports Daily, I'm not probably going to stop adding last year on until we get more than halfway through the season, probably 10 games in, week 11. Then I'll look at this year and 2 years of matchup away home. Because the way home, as you know, you could see trends there where this team obviously can't handle the environment for whatever reason. Or this team, like when we get to Edmonton talking about them, anytime they're playing at home, it's like, oh my God, they find ways to lose that you can't make up. And this was that. They found a way to lose that. If I told you that, you would say that would never happen because they know the rules. Here's what they would do.
And you go back to week one with the coaching decision. I'll be talking about that for the entire year, where they tried to push the ball forward on the half-yard line three times instead of kicking the field goal and putting their defense back on
the field. Well, wasn't that also with a guy that wasn't the rest of the game getting the snap from center? Didn't they switch him out?
It's a common practice in the CFL to bring in QB2 or QB3 and let him take the beating on the we just need a half a yard, you know, where everybody lines up on the line of scrimmage. It's a very common practice. And most of the time there's an athletic, like bigger Cam Newton type body on the roster. So it's common practice, but they missed it once. They missed it twice. Same exact play going back to week one. Just get the kicker on the field or put your quarterback on and do something different. But to do the same thing, definition of insanity, right?
Yep. No doubt about it. All right. So now there were two games last week that I was all over. It was game two and game four. And so I keyed those. I knew that as long as that happened, everything was going to be fine. But this one was one of the money line specials that I do, which means, you know what? You heard me do it with Daryl and Speedy. As long as they win, I'm okay. So that was just a surreal little, I don't know, 10 minutes where I really can't believe I won that way. That was kind of, we tweeted that way, but I was just in little la la land.
Yeah. If we were looking at anybody else, the 8 points would scare me. If we were looking at a more healthy roster, but in this scenario at Winnipeg, I'm going to lay the 8 points.
That was really a game that wasn't as easy a win as it looks on the scoreboard. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, they were down 11-1.
Right.
And then they said, but
so they outscored them 23-0. But that's what we're saying. Don't look at it as a bad start when you're given eight. How many times have we said when it's the CFL, those points? We had one game, there was like four or five of those points, singles. Yeah. Remember? Yeah. It was like 1-1, the 2-1, the 2-2, the 3-2. It was crazy.
And Winnipeg's fine. My question behind their defense, you know, for a couple weeks now, we've been talking about when is Jackson Jeffcoat going to be in the lineup. Their skilled positions on offense, even though Kolaris, he did not have the best game, but their skilled positions on offense, their wide receiving core, they got a guy for this and a guy for that. They got a wide receiver that is doing a lot in the running game, and they're really tricky.
We talked about they would have a little bit of an attitude, only scoring 17. Now they're going to have a little bit of an attitude. We put our team down 11-1. What's up with that? So, you know, this team, I think, getting tested early in that game is going to be good for us anyway.
I think so, too.
The next game that was the one that I was a little worried about.
On special teams. I'm taking the 2.5, and I'm taking Ottawa to go into Hamilton. Hamilton has not proved to me that they can score points without getting them cheaply on special teams.
This was a weird game for me because it really was a game that I was ready to turn off, I think. It just didn't do anything for me in terms of, now don't get me wrong, when I'm winning, it's easy, but would you agree, Wes, we've had games in all sports that were just ugly. We won it, but they were just ugly.
This one was a really odd one because you could see it on the sidelines. Jeremiah Masoli started this game. He's been injured for a while. That is QB1 for them. They've had QB struggles, and he goes out, and he's going to be done for the rest of the season. And I don't want to say anything bad about somebody, but the last couple seasons, he's been really injury prone since he's left Hamilton. I mean, this is a Grey Cup starting quarterback. So, you know, now you got a different quarterback coming in. The gentleman that played is all legs, real big, strong body, and he just can't press the ball down the field, and he wasn't a part of their week of practice. So that changed everything for Ottawa. And then, but even still, driving with an opportunity to at least have a convert to tie the game up, he was stopped on the 2-yard line. I mean, he almost took that ball into the end zone. So, you know, Ottawa, they didn't play terrible. It was just an odd set of circumstances because your emotional leader just got carted off. He came back onto the field wearing a hoodie and you know, the brace on the leg. And, you know, it's sad to watch. Masoli's been fun to watch. And you know, Ottawa would have been more competitive.
But the bottom line is, in sports, the longer you play, the closer you are to being at last play. You never know that last play. It's coming, though. I mean, there's some popping going out. This is real big boy football. These are men football. This is not kids football. This is men football. No doubt about it.
And I tell you, this past week, as I'm watching the game, all the games, I'm just thinking, you talk about a league where next man up, and the next man up actually makes a difference. You know, there's some potential Hall of Fame running backs right now that we're watching fade, and they're being replaced. With zero stuttering at all.
No drop off at all. Some of these kids are quick. So let's look at the game that was the easiest.
They scored 24 points. I don't know that Montreal can score those points, and they threw 6 interceptions. How do you throw 6 interceptions and still hang 24 points? If they only threw 3 interceptions, would they have scored 40? I mean, that's an incredible team, an incredible offense. So I think we're getting a gift here on the 7.5.
Well, they almost did get your 40, right? They got 35 of them. So, that really was a game. That game was everything you want out of a game. It was not only did you bet the right team, but at halftime we're going to give you some extra money for every dollar you give us to bet them again.
+1 in the second half.
It was +115 on the money line, I think, if I remember correctly.
And the actual spread was +1.
Right.
And BC is by far, I mean, there is a margin between 1 and 2 as far as sacks. And so when you got a lead and you're forcing a team to be one-dimensional and you just keep sacking them, well, you're going to get the ball back and score points. BC looks great. They are the funnest team to watch. They're scoring more points on offense. I mean, they are really, really fun to watch.
All right, so here's what we got. We've got we're going to talk some championshipfootballs.com because we're sponsored by championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. And we're going to hear from Prop Swap. You're listening to Saturdays in Canada with Black Hawk West here on the Sports Betting Channel. I say listen to because I'm a radio guy from a long way back, but you know, you can work with me on that one.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Saturdays in Canada with Blackhawk West here on the Sports Betting Channel, sponsored by Championship Footballs. And you saw it's the coolest present they'll open. And they really are. They're really special. Prop Swap, of course. We love Prop Swaps. I'm sitting here with the king of futures the last, 23 or 4 months, maybe not 2 years, but 18 months, for all those sports that you have in a year and a half. There's 4 majors. So about 6, 7, and he's had like 5 of the last 7, I think. But Wes, you know what? One of the things that I love about talking in the beginning is you learn more if you pay attention than you do if you don't pay attention. And that's all we're doing, right? We're just paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. And it's been fun, that's for sure.
All right, so here's what we got Thursday night. Now, we got a doubleheader on Saturday. So we got 4 games, but in 3 nights. That Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not a traditionalist by any means. It's only my 3rd year talking about CFL, but I like that a lot. It really is. I'm enjoying. I mean, I'm sitting in the jacuzzi knowing in about an hour I got a game. It's just wonderful. It's Hamilton at Edmonton. It's 42.5. It's plus 2.5 for the home team. Talk to us.
So I said it earlier. When you watch the game, if you just ignore the stats and don't look at the scoreboard, Edmonton does not look like a 0-5 team. They just don't look like they suck, which is why I struggle every week to make my pick on their games. Although what I like out of Hamilton, the 8-point victory against Ottawa, they had to play against a quarterback that was very unplanned for. They had to play against a style that is just very running around. You don't know what he can do throwing the ball. There's not a lot of film. And he, Mazzoli is also a formal, he played for Hamilton. So there was even more added motivation. Some former teammates wanted to beat him. So Hamilton had to make mid-game adjustments for a quarterback they did not prepare for. Well, they probably gained a lot of confidence. They were coming off a bye. Hamilton is got a pretty good roster. I still don't feel great about their offense, but I do like Schiltz. I do like what their quarterback is playing like, and a lot better.
And you're pronouncing his name the right way too, right?
Yeah. Well, I keep wanting to call him Schiltz, like the old beers. But but either way, Hamilton is going to lay 2.5, and they're going to go to Edmonton and just bet against Edmonton. You're going to be right more than you're going to be wrong. Edmonton's going to win one, and I'm going to be pissed that we didn't.
Yeah, remember, what we know is that out of the 18 regular season games, with any one of these teams, we're going to their record is going to be, 8-7 or whatever, 8-10 against the spread. But we're going to be 14-4 with them. So we're not worried about it. But here's what I got for this game. So I got a question for you. Is the team bad, so the quarterback rating is low, or is the quarterback rating is bad, so the team is bad? That's what we got with this game. What do you think? Is it these kids or is it the teams?
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, all right. So is it that's why I'm asking, because I'm looking at the data, and the data's treating me well, so I'm not going to fight it. I always tell – whenever I screw up and I look back and I see I screwed up, I have a mantra, trust the data. Trust the data. Is the total sometimes the better play than the side? I mean, because with this game specifically, these two both get sacked and they both throw picks, right? Which makes the game stay inside the 30s. But with us, we're always pulling on the side. Have you had, I know when we bet you've had it, but not on the show, have you had a game where you say, you know what, this is the first time this year that I like the total better than I like the side. Is that is a possibility?
Well, I do look at games that way, and I post those for members because.
Oh no! I know we're talking about it, but on the show, are you ever going to do that? Do you foresee it? Is it possible?
I might, but at this point, there's only two teams that we can really trust with points. We can absolutely trust Toronto to hang points. And we can trust BC to hang points. On their worst game, BC hung 24 points, which is better than some of these teams' best performance.
All right, here's a good one. This fits right in that. Hamilton hasn't hit double digits in the first half yet this year, but they're allowing double digits every one, right? But they're playing the Elks at home, who are 1-0 against the spread. Did you know that? They're currently on a 1-0 against the spread record at home, the Elks. Remember, because they had that upset? Mm-hmm. Before that, they were 13-12-1 at home against the spread. And it's the lowest number for the week, so there's no doubt that my there will be shekels from my account on the under in this game. There's no doubt about that. So
yeah, makes sense.
And when I see bad quarterback play, and I've never really appreciated the quarterback play in the other sports. That's not true. We talked about when you get those matchups, but in this league, there's just a drop off from like four. From four to five is a whole nother level of quality, isn't it? It really is, man.
When you get out of the top four quarterbacks, you're at this point, we're all banged up. You're looking at QB2, QB3. You're looking at scenarios that are not the plan going into June. So, yeah, 100%. And the field is wider. So the special teams and the points that teams are scoring it can be deceiving. There really is a little bit of an advantage in the CFL, even though you're going 110 instead of 100. The field is wider, so
With the totals. The totals are nothing different than you wouldn't see in a regular college game. Well, a normal college game, not a SEC game or a Big 12 game. All right. So when we come back, we're going to hit the second game. You're listening to. I caught myself. See, you're with us here on Saturdays in Canada on the Sports Betting Channel. We are sponsored by championshipfootballs.com. What's the spot that we have coming up, actually? The spot we've got coming up are the Chiefs and the Tulane Green Wave. That Tulane story is a special story. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Saturdays in Canada with Black Hawk West here on the Sports Betting Channel. Now, we've got the reigning champion, Toronto, playing Montreal on Friday. We have the reigning football on the display with the Kansas City. But really, from a football fan story, Wes, how cool have the New Orleans, because New Orleans is a pretty fun place to begin with, but how cool is it to have a team that stunk so bad they're wearing bags on their head to go to win in the Cotton Bowl? Amazing story.
They were fun to watch. We enjoyed them in the Cotton Bowl. We were on them in the Cotton Bowl.
We were on them most of the year. They were covering. And we like teams to cover. We always have.
It's always great for a city like that that's so historic and got such a vibe to it. And they've been through so much.
All right, so we got Toronto at Montreal. It's 7:30 Eastern. This is the Friday game. 48.5. Montreal's getting 4.5. This is the highest total. We just talked about the lowest total. This is the highest total this week.
So I jumped on that 4.5. It's now at 5. So I laid my action when I saw that number because they said, this ain't right. So I'm going to read some numbers to you. 18, 12, and 21. That's the margin of victory for Toronto thus far this year. They've hung 40 points the last 2 weeks. They intercepted what right now is performing like the best quarterback of this 2023 season. They intercepted him 6 times. Oh, by the way, and they're coming off of a bye week. So they're well rested. I love the running back for Toronto. He reminds me of a long-haired mullet Jerome Bettis. He's just a real banger. He's good for 5 yards. And they got Andrew Harris backing up. I love Toronto. They got the best O-line in the league. They've only allowed 4 sacks. So I would lay as many as 7.5 on this game on Toronto.
Well, all Toronto does is cover. So they're 11-2-1 in their last 14. They're 6-1-1 run on the road. That's basically 6-1. You don't take that all day long. But we got 2 of the top 3 quarterbacks in action. The half 2 for Montreal has been under 90% of the time. 1-9-1. But Montreal doesn't really run well. They get 82 yards a game. Toronto is the best against the run in the CFL. So it really isn't in this game. It isn't for me to look at just Toronto. I think if I got two teams that are combined giving up 720 yards and combined getting 740 yards, I got to find there's going to be 48 points in this game. I just can't see how it can't be.
I mean, Toronto has proven that they're going to give you at least 35 of those. And Montreal, they can surely put up.
Well, actually, as you know, every week they've got more. So really, they're a double nickel coming out of. Should we call it a double nickel right now? They're going to put up 55, 4, 32, 43, 45, 55. Yeah. I like it.
Well, and Toronto is the double blue, the double nickel for the double blue.
All right, so let's do that. Let's talk about the first game Saturday morning, because then when we come back from break, we could talk about the second game. I've got some things I want to run by you in terms of where we could be at that point. So it's 1 o'clock my time. I love that. That's quality pool time. 4 o'clock Eastern, Winnipeg at Ottawa, 44.5. Now, we talked about that number with this team, and we've seen it before, so we shouldn't be shocked, right?
As always, I struggle with a number this big, and it's not about the team. It's about the number, and I just cannot bring myself to bet against Winnipeg. But this Ottawa team played a really good game. What I am struggling with on the field in this game is the style of this quarterback that will be starting for Ottawa. He cannot push the ball down the field. At least he didn't demonstrate that in the last game. He now is QB1 in this entire week of practice. Ottawa's roster is no healthier. They just lost another wide receiver. So it's not really anybody to throw the ball to. But Winnipeg's rushing defense is not the greatest in the CFL. So when you're getting that from the quarterback and you don't know what to do, this guy's going to complete something. So I think that early it's going to take some work to figure this game out. So I am going to lay the 9 and take Winnipeg, because I don't see a world where Winnipeg's going to lose this game. Ottawa hasn't given me enough for me to be taking them in any fashion against Winnipeg. But I do think that early we may get some opportunity to jump on a lower spread. I think this one might be slower moving, and I think that Ottawa might move the ball with some QB runs and some really weird-looking stuff early.
We look at head-to-head. This is a funny one. These teams played back-to-back to start the season. Last year, they haven't played since. So that's a long time ago. At 9.5, Wes. Yeah, at 9.5, this becomes a how you bet it, because you can't bet Ottawa, which is basically what you're saying. The thing is here, what if they just take off and they go up 14-0 right away? Then we've lost that opportunity, right?
Well, then we've lost that opportunity. So if Winnipeg were to go up 14-0 right away, I would tell you the opportunity is on the other side, because you're going to catch plus 18, plus 20 on Ottawa. And that's not a lot of games that end that way. It doesn't matter how they start.
Ottawa, 9 straight, have 2 unders. And as a matter of fact, I'll have that open parlay, because when I saw that Montreal was 90% in the second half under, any time I look at something that happens 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to have action with it, because it's just has cashed too many tickets in the 8 years or 10 years, whatever I've been doing this for. But that's the beauty of having the open parlay. Then I could leave it open until the next day for this one, because 9 straight of anything, I'm just going to go with it. This is the kind of game where you could see where it could be. If Winnipeg is dominating, the second half is just going to be, let's try to not get hurt, right?
It depends on how far they're up. It's not typically Winnipeg style, but if they're up big, I wouldn't be surprised to see Zach come out of the game. I don't know that they're pulling defense. That's not really O'Shea's move, but Zach will come out of the game, you know, mid fourth quarter.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a break right now, because we've got the 420 contest to talk about. We want to give a shout out to Juana, even though I officially am out. I didn't think about it. Johnny D came in from Vegas. I could have had him muled me in some, because they won't sell in California, because it ain't worth. They don't make any money in California. California's cannabis market is a little bit on the bizarre side, but again, I'm talking about sports betting that's illegal, so the cannabis people need to get in line. This is Saturdays in Canada with Blackhawk West. You're listening and watching the Sports Betting Channel. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Saturdays in Canada with Blackhawk West. Blackhawk West, I'm looking at this schedule, and you know, I'm thinking with Hamilton, I really believe we're getting the benefit of Edmonton is not getting as many points because they're home, but it's like that elk thing that they do. It's like this point spread isn't taking that into account, but we have to take it into account, because we've seen it with our own eyes for a year and a half now. So, I mean, we're not talking about a small trend. It was like 15 games, right?
Yeah.
Toronto and Winnipeg. So it gets in his last game, and I'm telling you, neither of these teams is a team that I see hosting a Grey Cup, right?
No, and you know, I wouldn't call these quarterback. I mean, the quarterback for Sask, you know, you talk about those top flight quarterbacks. I mean, just looking at the total package, I mean, you got to put Trevor Harris right now is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. As far as yards go, he's certainly providing some leadership.
He's fourth right now in the quarterback ratings for active this week because Adams Jr. is out. You know, he's not playing.
Vernon Adams, Cody Fajardo, Zach Claris. And you know, at number five, you would have to put Jake Mayer for Calgary. He's QB1. He's been there. He's doing the thing. He's not coming off a really great game. But where I go with this game is I go to the one a couple weeks ago where we were on Sask, and we were on Sask as dogs, and I believe it was like 3.5 points we were taking, or 2.5 points, something little. And they were down by teens. They were down by the teens, and there was like 7 minutes to go, and I remember hitting them for money line, hitting them for more points, and they came back. And
it was a 46-point second half. They scored 26 points in the second half.
And this was the one where they forced the OT. And so we've talked about it many times that Calgary is a little bit better on the road. And now we get them on the road where they're better. We get them coming off of a game where they were a little bit embarrassed. This team is not as bad as 11 points. I like their defense. They are missing a deep threat who's going to be out for quite some time. Kadeem Carey, running back, he's been gone the whole season. So it's not like there's anything new going on. But this team let Sask off the hook the last time they played. They've circled this date on the calendar. I am going to take the points. I like Calgary to go into Mosaic and win outright.
So here's what I got on this one. These teams are so even at being bad. They're both so bad together that they're a 3-1 team at home, and they're only given 3. Yeah. Right? I mean, that they should be given a lot more than 3. So it should be a no-brainer there. It does say, though, at home, Sask is 1-7 against the spread. So money line's plus 130, right?
Money line's plus 130. I'm gonna sprinkle that with a quarter unit, and I'm gonna go 3/4 a unit, and I'm gonna take the points. It's the right thing to do. There's gonna be swings in this game. You know, this is not gonna be anybody running away with it. Even more fun. I think we're gonna see points out of both teams. We did last game. I you know, we got above 50 points on the last game. That's a pretty high scoring CFL game, and it was pretty mutual. So I think they're going to trade blows, but I really like Calgary in this coming off of the game that they're coming off of. Mosaic is gorgeous of a stadium as it is. It is not provided the best home field advantage for Sask.
You know, it's funny because one of the things that we talk about is that the record against the spread is great and all, but money line play is not equal to a minus play because I'm cashing twice. But I am telling you right now that I've had a lot of success with those games that we're wavering on to go with those money line parlay. So the money line parlay with Sask, BC, and Winnipeg last week was nice because the way I do my money lines, or I always do it the same way. If it's a favorite, I'm going to keep it by themselves, and then I'll do a separate one with the plus. But I'm talking about the minus 300s, the minus 170s, those ones. So, you know, minus 150 is Sask, but we would go with the plus 130. But minus 380, minus 190, minus 140, when you put them together, you get even money. But guess what? If you take that even money and say, okay, that covers all my other parlays, then your parlays are a wash and your straight bets are what makes the game. And you always should make more money on your straight bets than your parlays, always.
Yeah, you should for sure. And we're in a unique scenario. I think we did this a couple of weeks ago, but we're on all road teams. We're on all road teams, and it's just the way it unfolds.
And you mentioned it. There's a couple teams. There's 9 teams. There's a couple that the home field don't mean a damn thing. There's a couple that just they find ways to lose no matter what. And then the other 5, there's 3 or 4 of them that they're going to be solid rock at home and somebody in the middle.
We're not exactly looking for Northwestern to go into Alabama at nighttime and beat them. I mean, we're on the right teams here. And there's these home field advantages. Winnipeg's got a great home field advantage. I mean, right, their record against the spread, especially in the second half. But for the most part, it could be coin flip. These teams, they know each other.
Let's do this. Let's I'm putting that 4-teamer. Let's hit it this week, right? We've been close every week except last week.
We're due. We haven't had a losing week yet. I'm at a wood table. I'll give it a knock. That's
good. No, I cannot tell you how much fun I'm having. Thank you. It really is fun. All right. So what we're going to do is we're gonna get off, cash some tickets. Always be cashing.
Always be cashing.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.